today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, and very welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. On Saturday, 19th of the month of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today is 19th of Ramadan, or night of attack on Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
His last salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar. We all shall miss you. After he rose from sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
On the 19th of Ramadan of the year 4DAH, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, came to the mosque in Kufa for his morning prayers. Imam Ali gave the call for prayer, or adhan, and became engaged in leading the congregation. Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, pretending to pray, stood just behind the Imam. And when Imam Ali was in a state of prostration, dealt a heavy stroke with his sword, inflicting a deep wound on Imam Ali's head. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, had prophesied the assassination of Imam Ali and his issues. Regarding Imam Ali, he had said, O Ali, I see before my eyes thy bird died with the blood of thy forehead. They assassinated Imam Ali, peace be upon him, at his finest time, the hour of standing before Allah, the Exalted, during a prayer of submission in the best of days, while fasting during the month of Ramadan, during the most glorious Islamic duties, while preparing to wage jihad, and in the highest and most pure divine places, the Mosque of Kufa. May joy be to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and a blessed afterlife. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the coming of anniversary of Imam Ali's martyrdom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Due to the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we are trying to talk about Imam, how Imam sees martyrdom and how has Imam alayhi salam described his affection towards martyrdom. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in part of his will, referring to his affection towards martyrdom and death, he says, I swear by Allah, no sudden sign of death has come to me that I have been displeased with, and no forwarding of it has appeared that I have found ugly. I am towards death like one who, searching for water and for water at night, suddenly finds it amidst the darkness, or like one who suddenly finds a lost precious belonging, because I believe that what is with Allah in the hereafter is better for the righteous. Imam, in his will, as a part of his will, in letter 23 of Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, expresses his stance towards death and martyrdom, something that is reflected in other parts of Nahjul Balagha as well, which is that not only do I not fear death, but I am passionately in love with a death that is for the sake of Allah and for Allah himself. He says, I swear by Allah, no sudden sign of death has come to me that I have been displeased with, and no forwarding of it has appeared that I have found ugly. I'm towards death like one searching for water at night, suddenly finds it amidst the darkness, or like one who suddenly finds a lost precious belonging, that what is with Allah in the hereafter is better for the righteous.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله عليا تبتنا علي فارقتنا علي أنه يقرأ القرآن أنه يقرأ القرآن علي كل البشر في ذلك
The crime of assassinating Imam Ali remains one of the most cruel, brutal, and hideous because it was not committed against one man, but against the whole rational Islamic leadership. By assassinating Imam Ali, they actually aimed at assassinating the message, the history, the culture, and the nation of Muslims embodied in the person of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. In doing so, the Islamic nation lost its guide of progress and at the most wondrous opportunity in its life after the Holy Prophet. Imam Ali suffered from his wound for 3 days and he passed away on 21st of the month of Ramadan at an age of 63 years. During these 3 days, he entrusted his son, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, with the imamate of guiding the nation ideologically and socially. During those 3 days, as during all his life, he never ceased remembering Allah, praising him and accepting him and his ordinance. Likewise, he continued giving pieces of advice, leading to good, pointing to the right, defining the way to guidance, explaining the course for deliverance, calling for the obedience of Allah's ordinances, and warning against following one's ill desires and setbacks from not carrying out the divine message. Dear brothers and sisters, true followers of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we express our condolences on the coming days of his martyrdom. The martyrdom of one of the biggest men in the history.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali. He was Khayru Ali, he was Mawla Ali, he was Mawla Ali. Ya Ali, Ya Ali. Mawla Ali. Tonight we shall shed a tear for a man who's so dear. He'd been struck so severe. His Lord, he went with no fear. His Lord, he went with no fear.
A brave man was Ali, the Lion of God, Ali.
The last will of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. In this part, we'll listen to the last will of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. My advice to you is to be conscious of Allah and steadfast in your religion. Do not yearn for the world and do not be seduced by it. Do not resent anything you have missed in it. Proclaim the truth. Work for the next world, opposite the oppressor and support the oppressed. I advise you and all my children, my relatives, and whosoever receives this message to be conscious of Allah, to remove your differences and to strengthen your ties. I heard your grandfather, peace be upon him, say, reconciliation of your differences is more worthy than all prayers and all fasting. Fear Allah in matters concerning orphans. Attend to their nutrition and do not forget their interests in the middle of yours. Fear Allah in your relations with your neighbors. Your Prophet often recommended them to you, so much so that we thought he would give them a share in inheritance. Remain attached to the Quran. Nobody should suppress you in being intent on it, or more sincere, implementing it.
It was the 19th night of the month of Ramadan. Imam Ali alayhi salam felt the affliction of the calamity that night. He was overwhelmed by grief and sorrow. He repeated these words, "By Allah, I have not lied nor have I been lied to. It is the night which I have been promised." Lady Umm Kulthum, his daughter, is reported to have said, "At the 19th night of Ramadan, I served my father with a plate that contained two loaves of barley bread, a bowl of milk, and a quantity of crushed salt. When he finished his prayer, he sat down to break his fast. When he saw what I had served him, he nodded his head, wept and said to me, 'Oh my daughter, I will not eat anything before you remove one of these two foods.' When I did, my father ate one loaf of barley bread with some salt. He then praised and thanked Allah the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, he engaged himself in prayer once again. He kept on offering prayers and beseeching Allah the Almighty continuously. He would constantly come out of the house. Whilst looking at the sky, he knew something was about to happen. He then recited the entire Surah Yaseen. Imam Ali alayhi salam then slept for a few moments and woke up hurriedly, shaken. He wiped his face with his dress, stood up on his feet and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 'O Allah, bless our journey of death. O Allah, bless our meeting with you.' He would then often repeat the statement, 'La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim.'
فزت ورب الكعبة.
Today is 19th of Ramadan, so please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Please keep us in your dua and supplication, and Have a nice time.
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not become. Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not become. When I am crying, my soul is shouting, today is the death of my Imam. Today is the death of my Imam.